start Proverbs today.
我们今天讲的是第一章的第一节到第九节。
We'll be looking at chapter 1, verses 1 to 9.
箴言书呢，箴言书有点像中国的论语，就是一本书，一本智慧书。
Proverbs is like some old Chinese book.
我们这里边谁知道论语？啊哈，就是孔子写的。就是一本智慧的书，箴言书是一本智慧的书。
Proverbs is a book of wisdom.
这里边有很多的话呢，都是有关人的智慧。
There's a lot of stuff about the wisdom of men.
但是这个智慧书呢，和中国的那个智慧书不一样的。
Proverbs is different from that old Chinese book about wisdom.
孔子写的那本书呢，它是人的智慧。
The old Chinese guy, he wrote about man's wisdom.
就是人与人之间怎么样做好这个关系。
How to properly interact one with another.
但是箴言书有什么不同呢？
But how is the book of Proverbs different?
箴言书所有这个智慧呢，是与神相联系的。
All the wisdom that we find in Proverbs has to do with God.
因为神就是智慧的本身。
Because God Himself is wisdom.
我们这位上帝呢，他不单是智慧，有智慧的。
Our God is not only wise.
他也是智慧本身。
He is wisdom itself.
所以他不单单的涉及到我们人与人之间这个关系。
So this not only has to do with how we interact with people.
也包括我们和上帝之间的关系。
It also involves our relationship to God.
举一个简单的例子吧。
Here's a simple example.
我们看到很多的人的智慧书。
We see a lot of books about man's wisdom.
就好像在那个云彩下边一样。当我们坐飞机的时候。
When you're in a plane.
有一个非常重要的时刻。
There's a very important moment.
就是这个飞机可以穿过这个云层。
It's the point at which the plane goes through the clouds.
当你在这个云层之下的时候
When you're still underneath the clouds,
你会发现你什么都能够看得见
But you'll find that you can see everything
云层下边的所有的事情
You can see everything below the clouds
但是云层上边的你什么也看不见
But you can't see what's above the clouds
但是当你越过了这个云层的时候呢
But once you've gone through and above this layer of clouds
你会发现你什么都看不见了
You'll find that you can't see anything
为什么
Why is that?
为什么？因为上天了。为什么上天就什么也看不见了？因为太远了。
It's because you're so far up there.
好，我们人的智慧就好像这个云层下边一样。
Man's wisdom is like if you were to look below from a plane under the clouds.
但是箴言书呢，是带我们可以穿过这个云层的。
But the book of Proverbs.Can take us beyond the clouds.
所以非常重要的
so it's important.
使你看得更远更宽
It allows you to see further and wider.
使你的智慧呢不至于是那种受限制的
It gives you wisdom that is not very limited.
可以进到智慧本身的里面
It allows you to enter into wisdom itself.
所以非常重要的哈所以我们今天呢我们一起来从头开始学箴言书
So today we're going to start Proverbs all over again from the beginning.
读一下第一节。
以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的箴言。
好了，那么这里边呢，也让我们看到一件事情。
It shows us something.
这些箴言是谁写的？
Who wrote all these Proverbs?
谁写的这箴言呢？
所罗门。
所罗门是谁？
是大卫的儿子。
是大卫的儿子。所罗门呢是大卫的儿子
Solomon the son of David
那么我们都知道大卫王呢是以色列历史当中最伟大的君王
As we all know David is the greatest king in Israel's history
是上帝所喜悦的人
He was a man who pleased God
他要给上帝建造一个圣殿
He wanted to erect a temple for God
但是神呢说哎，不用你来建那个圣殿
but God told him I don't need you to do this
他要让他的儿子给他建造圣殿
but rather he wanted David's son to erect this temple for him
那么这个给神建造圣殿的大卫的儿子是谁呢就是这位所罗门
So David's son who built this temple is Solomon who wrote these proverbs.
所罗门呢, 也是在以色列历史当中呢,
Solomon is also considered the king of the Israelites with the wisest of the kings of Israel.
当上帝选呼召所罗门做以色列的王的时候,
when the Lord called Solomon to become king of the Israelites,
上帝就问所罗门,
he asked Solomon,
你要什么我就给你什么,
what would you like me to give you?
你需要什么呢?
What do you need?
好了, 如果上帝跟你说, 哎, 你从来要一样东西, 他会给你, 你会从来要什么呢? 智慧。 所罗门回答的是一样, 他说我要智慧。 神问他, 你需要什么呢? 我就给你。 所罗门说, 我需要的是智慧。
God asked Solomon, I will give you what you ask me for, and Solomon asked for wisdom.
那神说你为什么要智慧呢?
And God asked him, why are you asking for wisdom?
所罗门说,你既然要我做王,我就必须得有智慧,因为我要管理你的百姓。
Solomon replied, since you called me to be king, I must be wise, because I need to know how to govern your people.
所以神非常的喜悦所罗门。
God was well pleased with Solomon.
所以神说,你要的我给你,你没有要的我也给你。
So God said, I will give you what you have asked of me, and I will also give you what you haven't asked.
因为你要体贴我的心意, 去管理百姓。
Because you will govern the people according to my will.
所以呢, 神说, 我不但给你智慧,
so God said, not only will I give you wisdom,
我也给你财富,
I will also give you wealth.
所以所罗门王不单单是以色列历史当中最智慧的王, 他也是最富有的王。
So not only was Solomon the wisest king of Israel, he was also the most the wealthiest.
那么就是这位所罗门王写下了这箴言书。
It's the same King Solomon who wrote these proverbs.
所以这下面都是他所写的智慧的书, 从神那里所得来的智慧, 他把它记下来。
So everything that follows is wisdom that Solomon had obtained from God.
好,下面我们就开始看所罗门所写的智慧书哈。 给我们读一下第二节。
To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight.
他首先这里边讲什么呢? 他说要使人晓得智慧和训诲分辨通达的言语。
To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight.
那么他这个在第一节讲到的是谁写的? 第二节就讲到说下边写这些东西是什么?
So verse 1 tells us who wrote Proverbs, verse 2 tells us what Proverbs is all about.
他说这些下面所有的这些箴言呢,可以使人晓得智慧。
It says that all the Proverbs that follow can give people wisdom.
还有什么呢? 还有训诲。
And instruction.
然后呢,可以使人分辨通达的言语。
They can allow people to understand words of insight.
分辨的意思是什么呢? 就是明白。
Understand means to understand.
那么这里边讲了一个非常重要的, 说什么叫通达的言语?
So what are words of insight?
那么我们从这上面看, 他说 words of insight, 就是什么呢? 通达的言语, 就是很有深度, 很深刻的话语。
Very deep, insightful words.
那什么叫这个通达的言语呢? 给你举个例子就明白了。
There's an example of what that means.
比如说我们下棋。
Let's say we're playing chess.
你像我这个水平呢, 通常是我走了一步, 我再看下步。
Some people, they play one step at a time without thinking that much further.
但是人家下棋下得好的时候呢, 人家要想一, 二, 三, 四,
but very skilled players, they will think ahead to the fourth, to the fifth step when they're still at the first step.
这就叫通达。
That's what it means to be insight.
Insight.
That's insight.
就是你可以看得更远。
You see further.
所以我们就知道, 首先下边的话里边的包括什么智慧还有训诲。 智慧和训诲。
So the proverbs that follow in this book contain wisdom and instruction.
当我们有了这个智慧和训诲的时候,
when we have this wisdom and instruction,
就可以使我们看得更远, 看得更清楚。
It can allow us to see further and more clearly.
你就更能够看到事物的本质。
It can allow you to see the nature of things.
所以我们都知道，会使你变得更加的聪明。
In general, you will be smarter.
举个最简单的例子，你现在看我是不是很好？
是。
但是呢，你知道，医生呢会更有 insight。
For example, if you look at him, you might think he's in very good health. A doctor has more insight.
医生他怎么有 insight 呢？他把我放在 X 光上面。
The doctor might put him behind an X-ray machine.
他看到的就和你们看到的不一样了。
So he sees differently from all of you.
把我放在 X 光后面，他们会看到什么？
Through the X-ray, what would they see?
Skeleton.
His skeleton.
他可以看到我的骨头的啊、哦，所以他就看，哎呀，你这个骨头好像有个包啊，有个弯呐、
啊。They might say, oh, your bone is misshapen. It has a bump or something.
如果我要是腿坏了，人家要做过 surgery， 做过手术的话呢？
For example, he breaks his leg. He had a surgery.
那么人家 X 光一看就知道。
They would be able to tell from the X-ray.
但是我们，你能看见吗？看不见，所以就是这个意思。
But we as normal people wouldn't be able to see that. That's what it means.
当我们有了这个智慧，有了这个训诲的时候。
When we have wisdom and we have received this instruction.
我们看事物的时候，看人的时候，就不是看表面。
When we see things and when we see the world and people, we won't only be looking on the surface.
我们可以看得更加的深刻，看到它的本质。
We will be able to see things more deeply. We can see the nature of things and people.
所以呢，我们看到箴言书非常重要。
That's why the book of Proverbs is very important.
它可以使我们有智慧，看什么事情的时候，我们都能够看得很透彻。
It gives us wisdom so that when we look at things, we can see them.Very clearly.
嗯哼。所以我们很多的时候呢，我们在自然成长的过程当中呢。
A lot of times in our just normal maturation or growth.
我们可以学习到一些自然可以得到的智慧。
There's a lot of you know wisdom that we can just pick up naturally.
但是我们正常的所能够得到的这些智慧呢，还是在这个云彩之下的。
But all of that wisdom that we can pick up normally, it's still limited by the clouds.
不足以让我们可以看到云彩之上的东西。
It's not enough. It won't allow us to see above the clouds.
但是现在我们进入到箴言书的时候，我们就学习可以有一个超越的智慧。
But by studying Proverbs, we can attain a higher level of wisdom.
啊，从事物的本质上，我们可以来看事情。
We can understand things based on their nature.
所以箴言书非常非常重要。
So the book of Proverbs is very important.
好，我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
You receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity. 使人处事领受智慧仁义公平正直的训
诲。好了，这里说。这个箴言可以使人处事领受智慧、仁义、公平、正直的训诲。
So here it tells us that wisdom can allow us to receive an instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity.
它首先告诉我们一件事情，这个智慧呢是与我们与人相处有关系的。
So this tells us that this wisdom, has to do with how we interact with people around us.
还有世界上上帝所造的任何一样东西
and with everything that God has created around us
也包括你那五个小猪
including your five piglets
piggies 好了那么另外一个呢他这里边又讲到了一件事情什么事情呢就这个智慧是怎么样的智慧这个训诲是怎么样的训诲
and it tells us what kind of instruction
这个训诲首先是什么呢是有智慧的
It's wise, first of all.
第二个呢是仁义的。
It's righteous.
然后是公平的。
Just.
然后是正直的。
And it's equitable.
就是换一句话说是好的。
In other words, it's good.
他不是教你怎么是急了拐弯不能怎么办。他这不是教你去用弯曲的这个办法去做事情的。
It's not to teach you how to do things, how to deal with things crookedly and in like a twisted way.
它教我们是正直的。
It tells us how to go straight.
后边我们就会发现，上帝就是喜欢正直的，喜欢公平的，喜欢仁义的。
Later on, we'll see that God likes righteousness, justice, and equity.
但是我们人呢，喜欢是弯弯曲曲的。
But we as people like to take the crooked way.
你看我们无论是学习无论工作我们都希望能够找一个弯弯的路去走。
Whether it be in our studies or working, we tend to try to find a, like a shortcut or a way to bend the rule.
比如说我们做学生的。
For example, students.
我们想我不努力但是我能够还学习还好。
We'd like to not have to put into the effort, but still get high marks.
比如说我们工作的我们希望不那么劳苦但是我还得挣钱多。
In the workplace, we prefer to not have to work that hard, but still earn a lot of money.
这不是聪明啊这也不是智慧这是弯曲的。
That's not wise and that's not smart, that's very crooked.
所以圣经告诉我们后边我们会学到的它这里边一直在讲人有一个非常败坏的性情。
So later on we'll see in Proverbs that through this it teaches us that man has a very crooked nature.
就是什么懒惰。
Man is very lazy.
所以他叫你正直所以正直是怎么样呢你不懒惰但是你要殷勤。
So to go straight means that you're not lazy and you are hardworking.
所以这里告诉我们使人和大家彼此相处的时候我们怎么能够以一个正直的方式一个好的方式来彼此相处。
So this tells us how we can interact with people in a very straight manner.
而不是弯弯曲曲的。
And not be crooked.
然后呢告诉我们这个训诲呢可以给我们这么多的是一个非常好的训诲。
And it tells us that this instruction is good to us.
那么这里边有一个词非常重要就是领受。
There's a very important term here, which is to receive.
如果你不领受的话
if you don't receive it,
就是你不接受的话
as in if you don't accept it,
那么这个智慧呢和你这个训诲呢对你没有用的
then all this wisdom and all this instruction is useless to you.
如果你知道了这个训诲你去接受它照着去做的话你就能够得到这样的智慧。
If you receive and you accept this instruction and you follow what it says, then you will be able to obtain this wisdom.
所以下边呢所讲的这一切的智慧这些训诲你必须接受你不接受呢你还是得不到这些好处的。
So all of the wisdom and the teachings that follow must be received. If you don't receive them, then you can't get the blessings from this wisdom.
那么领受呢还有一个词来表达是什么呢是顺服。
Another way to express this idea of receiving is to obey.
你必须顺服。
You need to obey.
他说了你就顺服。比如说 Tom, 你回家你爸爸说把垃圾倒了。
For example, you go home, your dad tells you take out the trash.
No, 倒。
那就倒了对呀。那么你借着去顺服你爸爸倒这个垃圾你表明你尊重你的父母。
So by obeying your father and taking out the trash, you show that you honor your parents.
这是上帝所喜欢的。
That's something that pleases the Lord.
因为上帝说你要敬重你的父母。
Because he says you must honor your parents.
后边我们会讲。所以你这就是正直的。
We'll talk about that later. So that's going, taking the straight.
上帝就是喜欢的。
And it pleases God.
反过来如果你说啊我才不倒垃圾呢。
On the contrary, if you say, no, I'm not going to take out the trash.
你这就是不尊重你的父母。
That's not honoring your parents.
这也是违背上帝。
It's disobeying God.
所以你这就是弯曲的。
So you're going a crooked, you're taking a crooked path.
所以我们这个领受顺服非常重要。
So it's very important to receive the instruction.
你若不领受若不顺服你就不能够得到这智慧的训诲的益处。
If you don't receive and obey these instructions, then you will be unable to receive the blessing that you can get from it.
好，我们下面继续看这个有什么好处的。读一遍
Verse 4.
第四节，这里说使愚人灵明，使少年人有知识和谋略。
To give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth.
首先说这个智慧对谁有好处呢这个箴言对谁有好处呢对愚昧人。
So who can benefit from these proverbs? First of all, the simple.
什么叫愚人这里叫愚人它英文翻译叫 simple.
What's a simple person?
是什么意思
What does it mean?
愚蠢
就是就是说就
说话不过脑子很简单啊。
People who are simple-minded.
就是很简单，没有智慧在里边，什么都不想，一天除了吃就是睡觉。
People who have no wisdom, who are thinking only about sleeping and eating.
所以看见老虎呢，怎么样？嗨。
When they see a tiger approaching, they might say hi.
老虎就把它吃了。
And get eaten.
所以这个这里边讲的说灵明，它叫 prudence.
So here it says that proverbs can give prudence.
Prudence 什么意思？
What's prudence?
有点谨守的意思，就是你看着老虎，你赶紧跑啊。
For example, you see the tiger, you know that you should run.
所以这个愚人呢就嗨，他没想没想这老虎很危险。
The simple might think hi, they might not consider that the tiger is dangerous.
但是这个灵明的人呢不一样，知道老虎很危险，他就知道躲避。
But the prudent know that there is a danger, and so they will run away.
所以他可以看到那个老虎的本质，他要吃人的。
They can see, oh, the nature of this tiger is that he wants to eat people.
然后呢，说是少年人有知识和谋略。
And then it says, knowledge and discretion to the youth.
你知道年轻人啊
？Youth.
年轻人，你知道学知识需要时间的。
It takes time for youth to learn knowledge.
举个简单的例子哈。
For example.
你比如说现在跟 Daniel Tu。跟他讲有关哲学。
If you talk about some philosophical stuff with Daniel too.
他不会知道的，他不会明白的。
He wouldn't be able to understand it.
为什么
？Why not？
因为他年纪小，他还没有学到那里。
He's young. He hasn't reached that level of learning.
他需要一点一点的去学习。
He needs to learn little by little.
所以呢，年轻人呢，学习这真言之后呢，会使他有什么呢？这个知识会增长的。
So proverbs will allow the knowledge of youth to grow.
嗯，这里边又讲到了说可以有谋略。
Here's another term here is discretion.
我们通常讲说年轻的小孩子他都很单纯。
We normally think younger children are very innocent.
但是呢，我们也可以从另一个角度看呢，他们也是有一点simple。他们也是有一点简单。
We can also see another way to put it is that they are also simple-minded.
我不是说他们是愚人，他们是 simple， 他们是很简单，因为他没有那么多的知识。
I'm not saying that they're fools, but that they're just simple-minded because simply they haven't learned a lot.
你比如一个小孩子可能被火，被那个热的东西烫到。
For example, a small child might be burned by fire or something hot.
为什么他不知道那个东西可以伤人呢
？Why? Because he doesn't know it's harmful.
但是如果像小弟这么大年纪的话，再被火烧了呢，那就不对了。
But if, for example, someone who's like 15 years old who still gets burned, then there's something wrong.
所以这告诉我们说，这个箴言在年轻人的成长的过程当中非常重要。
So you know that proverbs.Are very important to the development of the youth.
那么这里边讲到的谋略呢，不是指诡诈。
So discretion does not mean deception.
不是欺骗，不是诡诈。
It's not, you know, to be tricky or sneaky.
不是中国的三十六计哈。所以呢，这个谋略是指什么呢？你可以按照一个事物的本质来与它相处。
To have discretion means.That you can understand the nature of something or someone and interact with it or with them accordingly.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。这个谋略呢是褒义词，不是贬义词。
To have discretion is a positive thing and not a negative one.
好了，那么我们看，无论对那些简单的人、愚人或者少年人，哎，有帮助。
Whether it be to those who are simple or to the youth.Proverbs is very helpful.
那有些人就会说，哎，我聪明。
But some people may say, oh, but I'm smart.
啊，我不是那么简单。
I'm not simple-minded.
但是我们看，是不是智慧人就不需要听了呢？
But does that mean that the wise don't need to hear this?
我们看第五节。
使智慧人听见，增长学问，使聪明人得着智谋。
Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance.
好，那这里说使智慧人听见增长学问。
Let the wise hear and increase in learning.
使聪明人得到智谋。
The one who understands obtain guidance.
好了，前面讲如果讲到了说那些简单的人、愚人，还有那些小孩子、少年人。
Previous verses were about simple people and the youth.
你说我五十岁了，我已经学到了很多知识了。
You can say I'm 50 years old. I've already learned a lot.
我已经很有智慧了，我已经很聪明了。
I'm already very wise. I'm very smart.
但是通常五十岁人都觉得自己不聪明的。
But normally people who are 50 don't think they're that wise.
通常都是十八九岁、二十岁觉得自己很聪明的。
Normally it's those who are when you know 18 or 19 who think they're so smart.
是不是这个箴言书里边这些箴言、这些智慧的言语，对一些智慧人、已经是智慧人、已经是聪明的就没用了呢？
Are the proverbs useless to people who already have wisdom and who are already smart?
不是的，他这里说。如果你是个智慧人，你在学习这个箴言书呢，可以使你的学问增长。
Here it says that if you are wise and you study these proverbs, then you can increase in learning.
你可以增长啊。
You can continue growing.
请问有没有一个人说我是天下最没有人比我聪明了？前五百年没有人比我聪明，后五百年也没有人比我聪明的。
Have you ever met someone who says, I'm the smartest person in the world, I'm the smartest person since 500 years ago, and I'm smarter than anyone who will exist in the 500 years in the future?
Mm-hmm. 有没有可能有？有。
Is it possible that such a person would exist?
有没有这种可能？有。
Yes.
但是，就这样一个人他有没有可能比上帝更智慧？
But even such a person, would it be possible for him to
be wiser
than God?
这是不可能的，因为上帝就是智慧本身。
That's not possible because God is wisdom itself.
你不可能比智慧本身更加的智慧。
You cannot be wiser than the very substance of wisdom.
而这里边我们讲这个智慧是从神来的智慧。
And the wisdom that we're talking about here is wisdom that comes from God.
所以无论你多么聪明，无论你多么的智慧，这个箴言都可以帮助你更加智慧。
So no matter how smart you may be or how wise you are, Proverbs can let you become wiser.
如果我们有一个人说，哎，我不需要。
If somebody here says I don't need to learn this stuff,
这样的人是什么样的人？
What kind of person is that?
他说这样人是愚昧的人啊，对，后边的确是这样说。
Person?
就是这样人是骄傲的人，他眼睛里连上帝都没有。
Who doesn't even consider God?
是不是？所以这样的人是什么？是骄傲的人。
It's a proud person.
他觉得我是最好的。
Who thinks they're the best?
我比上帝更好。
Who thinks are better than God?
好了哈，我们再接下去往下看，读第六节。
使人明白箴言和譬喻，懂得智慧人和言辞和谜语。
To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and the riddles.
好了，这里边讲说使人能够明白箴言和譬喻。
To understand a proverb and a saying.
然后你懂得智慧人的言辞和谜语。
The words of the wise and the riddles.
好了，你们刚来这留学的哈，你第一天上课你会感觉什么？
So for people who are international students and who have just come here, how do you feel the day? The
你第一次上课坐在那里，老师来，老师进来了。
After the teacher
然后你第一堂课下来了。
And after class.
你有什么感觉
？How do you feel?
紧张。
什么使你紧张
？If you're nervous, what makes you nervous?
是不是觉得有点不知道老师说啥？你是不是完全能够理解老师在讲什么呢？并不是完全的。
Can you understand absolutely everything that the teacher is talking about?
所以你就知道一件事情，哎，我再需要再学习英语。
If it's no, you then you know. Oh, I need to study English a bit more.
为什么呢？因为老师讲的有一些我听不懂。
Why is that? Well, because there are some things that the teacher said that I still don't understand.
好了，比如说我。
For example.
我是学。工程的。
He studied engineering.
然后呢，我去跟他爸爸去看小妹，到大学里边看小妹。
And then with Mary's father, they go to visit Mary.
小妹呢，正在参加一个有关牛的那个一个 conference.
And Mary is in the middle of a conference about cows.
我和小妹的爸爸坐在下面，小妹在这上面来讲这个牛。
Mary's giving some presentation about cows, and her father and my father are there.
你觉得我会在那里很嗯嗯，会吗
？Is he going to be like nodding his head with everything, understanding everything?
我听不懂有关牛的事情。
He can't understand anything about.
但是小妹人家用手摸过。
Mary touched cow.
他讲的没有，但是我们听不懂。
But we don't understand it.
好了，这是有关什么呢？有关专业的方面的东西，知识的方面的东西。
That has to do with our different disciplines and different knowledge.
那么这里告诉我们，有些时候是因为我们比较简单，有些时候比较缺少知识。
So it tells us that sometimes we lack.
The knowledge.
Sometimes we're lacking knowledge and we're simple.
我们就会有些话我们听不懂的。
So there are some things that we don't understand at all.
就好像我们学汉语的听那个英语讲的似的。
Maybe if you're a Chinese speaker and you're listening to someone speak in English.
就好像我们学工程的在听人家讲牛。
Maybe an engineer listening to something about cows.
所以呢，这个箴言对于我们这些人来说，可以使我们知道那些有关知识的。语言以及那些谜语以及那些譬喻。
So this book can allow us to understand proverbs and sayings and words of the wise and their riddles.
而这个而不是某一个方面的牛啊、猪啊、羊啊，而是什么呢？而是我们作为一个人在与其他的人交往的过程当中应该有的。
But this isn't about you know our different fields like about cows or pigs or lambs, sheep.But rather it's about how we interact with other people, right?
特别是智慧人。
Especially the wise people.
所以非常重要的啊。所以从前边我们看，从第四节，我们一直到第五节到第六节，告诉我们一件事情。
So verses 4-6 tells us something.
无论你是怎样的人。
No matter what kind of person you are.
你是智慧的，或者是简单的。
Whether you're wise or simple,
你年老的或者是年少的
you're old or young,
对你都是有帮助的
This will help you.
都会使你更加的进步
It will let you increase in knowledge.
都会使你增加的而这里边这个知识这里边这个 knowledge 指到这个知识呢不单单指到一些专业的知识也指到了有关上帝的知识
And the knowledge here is not limited to the things that we can learn in our different disciplines, but it has to do with knowledge of God.
所以下边我们所讲的有关的知识都是有关上帝的知识。
So all the teachings and the proverbs that we'll see later are teachings about God.
好，到现在为止我们已经看到了这个箴言书是所罗门写的。
So far we've seen that these proverbs were written by Solomon.
所罗门是一个有上帝所赐给智慧的人。
A man who had wisdom from God.
这个智慧，这个箴言是从上帝而来。
So these proverbs come from God.
他对任何人都是有帮助的。
They help anyone and everyone.
对任何人都是有益处的。
Anyone and everyone will benefit from them.
所以现在我们就需要知道一件事情，我想大家应该问一个问题，我们都得问一个问题，我想要这个智慧，要这个箴言的智慧。
So everyone's probably saying, yeah, I want this wisdom.
那么下面就讲一个非常重要的一件事情，我们如何能够得到这个箴言里边的智慧？
But the question is, how can we obtain this wisdom that we find in Proverbs?
好了，看到了，第七节。
Verse 7.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训
练。好了，这里说敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
前面讲到了智慧和训诲，就是这箴言。
Early on, we saw that these proverbs are wisdom and instruction.
当我们学到前面说这箴言是如此之好，是这么的好。
If the proverbs are so good,
那我们如何能得到呢？
How can we get it?
我们第一步应该怎么办呢？
what's the first step that we should take?
这里说敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
Here it tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
你必须敬畏耶和华，敬畏神，你才可以得到箴言里边一切的智慧。
You must fear and honor the Lord in order to get the wisdom from Proverbs.
如果你不敬畏耶和华，也就是说后边所有的箴言当中的智慧和你没有关系。
If you don't fear the Lord, then all of the proverbs and teachings in this book are useless to you.
所以这时候我们要想得到箴言书当中智慧的时候，我们要做一个预备的工作。
So in order to get this wisdom, we need to prepare ourselves.
这是一个条件。
To fear the Lord is a condition.
你必须要敬畏耶和华。
You must fear the Lord.
比如说刚才我们举那个例子。
Early on, we had an example.
你在外边在一个房间里写字学习，突然在另一个房间你听到了说去倒垃圾。
If you're in your room doing your homework and you hear someone call from another room, go take out the trash.
你为什么就顺服马上去了？
Why do you
去倒垃圾去了？
Obey this voice immediately.
因为你知道那是我爸爸说话。
Because you know that's my father talking.
所以你必须有一个敬畏你爸爸的心。
So you have a heart that honors your father.
你才能够去倒垃圾。
Before you could decide that you're going to go and take out the trash.
我们今天也一样，如果我们要想得到箴言书当中的智慧，我们必须要清楚一件事情，这智慧是从神来的。
The same principle applies here. If we want to get all this wisdom, we have to understand that it comes from the Lord.
我们必须有个敬畏的心。
We have to have a heart that fears him.
因为说这些话的不是一个某个人，而是上帝自己。
Because it's not just some guy, some random person who spoke all of these words, but God Himself.
所以就好像刚才小弟所讲的，有一部分人在讲，我已经聪明，我已经很聪明了，我已经很智慧了，这些话对我没用。
So like we saw before, there might be people who think, oh, I'm already so smart, I'm so wise, all this, like I don't need it.
所以圣经里称这些人叫什么？叫愚妄人。
The Bible calls such people fools.
是愚昧人，他得不到从神那里所来的好处。
They can't obtain this goodness.
因为他看不起这些东西的。
Because they look down on all of this.
我们今天很多的年轻人非常的骄傲。
A lot of young people today are very proud.
我当然年老的我们也骄傲哈。
Older people as well.
但是现在我们是讲你们哈。
But we're talking about young people now.
所以年轻人因为你有很多的时间
Because young people have a lot of time,
你有很多的经历
you have experiences,
你每天可以学习到很多很多的新的东西
Every day you learn a lot of new things.
所以这一切呢就使你感觉到很了不起哦
All of these things make you feel like on top of the world.
而我们这些年老的呢可能每天学习的不如你们学习的那么多
And maybe older people don't learn as much in one day.
为什么呢
Why is that?
就好像当我们年老的时候吃东西比你们吃的越来越少
It's like when you're older you eat less than you did when you were younger
因为那时你们现在这个年纪是往上走的
Because when you're young you're climbing up in your life、
但是我们呢是往下走的
But for older people they're going down
所以你们年轻人可能比我们更容易骄傲的
So it's probably easier for you young people to be proud.
我们常常听
old people.
我们常常听到年轻人看不起父母的。
Very often we see younger people and children looking down on their parents.
我们觉得我们的父母，哎呀，太老，太古老。
Because they think that their parents are living in the past.
他们都不了解现代社会
They don't understand how the world is today.
连 i6 都不知道
They don't know what iPhone 6 is.
所以我们会看不起我们的父母
So maybe that causes them to look down on their parents.
很多的孩子笑话父母的英文
A lot of children laugh because their parents don't speak English.
但是请问你爸爸妈妈笑话过你的汉语吗
But have your parents ever laughed at your Chinese?
有没有？没有，所以呢，你比你父母更骄傲。
If they haven't, then you're prouder than your parents.
但是如果你要，后边我们会讲到，你想得到这个智慧和训诲吗
？But if you want to get this wisdom and this
想变成一个智慧人吗
？To become a wise person.
上帝要借着你的父母 教导你这智慧和训诲。
God teaches you this, this instruction, this wisdom through your parents.
所以我问你一件事情。
Let me ask you something.
上帝可不可能使你成为你父母的父母？
Is it possible for God to make you your mother's mother instead of your mother's daughter?
能。
It's possible.
但是他没有这样做。
But he didn't do that.
他让你做你父母的儿子和女儿。
He made you the son or daughter of your parents.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是上帝把你放在你父母的权柄底下。
God has, placed you under the authority of your parents.
上帝把管理你的权柄给了你的爸爸妈妈。
God has given the authority to raise you to your parents.
嗯所以你的父母呢他要用他所有的智慧和训诲来教导你。
So your parents must use wisdom and God's instruction to raise you.
所以非常重要的。
That's very important.
你说哎我爸爸不认识上帝啊。
If you say, oh, my father doesn't know the Lord.
但是这并不影响你爸爸要有权柄把你养大。
But that doesn't change the fact that your father has the authority to raise you.
所以我们现在暂时先小小的明白一件事情。
We'll just talk about it briefly right now.
就是你愚妄人如何藐视这圣经里边所告诉我们这些智慧和训诲。
That fools despise wisdom and instruction.
同时这里边那个愚妄人也表现在什么呢？不听从父母。
People also express their folly when they disobey their parents.
非常重要的，所以我们看，所以敬畏神是重要的，因为你知道这是神说的话。
So to fear the Lord is very important because that means that you know that all of this is God's word.
你如果没有一个敬畏上帝的心
，If you don't have a heart that fears the Lord,
你就得不到这智慧和训诲，你得不到智慧的。
You won't be able to receive wisdom and instruction.
但是你有这样敬畏的心的时候
，But when you do have such a heart.
你就已经一个脚迈入了智慧。
You've already taken the first step towards wisdom.
非常非常重要。好了，下边我们进到第八节。第八节我们就讲到最后。
Fear my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching.
我儿要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你
的。好了，前面我们已经讲到了啊，年轻人，上帝把你们放在父母的权柄底下。
Young people, God has placed you under the authority of your parents.
所以你要听你父亲的训诲。
So you must listen to your father's instruction.
这里边那个听。
Here, listen.
是一个命令。
It's a commandment.
不是说你可以听可以不听。
It's not, you have the option of listening or not.
而是必须听。
But that you must listen.
所以我们中文把它翻译成要听。
So in Chinese, it's 要听。
所以上帝要借着你的父亲给你训诲。
So God gives you instruction through your father.
然后说你也不可离弃你母亲的法则。
And then it says you not forsake your mother's teaching.
这个法则呢，就是你妈妈怎么样来教导你。
Your mother's teaching.
Uh-huh.
How your mother teaches you.
所以你不可离弃。
And then you cannot forsake it.
换句话说，你又不可以不听。
In other words, you can't not listen to your mother's teaching.
那么我们把它翻译过来，就是你不但要听你爸爸的，也要听你妈妈的。
In other words, not only do you have to listen to your father, but you also have to listen to your mother.
所以这个是一个非常重要，你不能够把你父母的教训不当一回事的。
You can't take your parents' instruction and teachings lightly.
你必须要听从。你父母的教训。
You must listen to your father's instruction.
我们用的是什么呢？是听从。
So it says to hear.
这里边的听从呢，不是从这耳朵听进去，从这耳朵就出去。
Hear does not mean hear it through in one ear and then let it pass through the other.
而是听进去以后就照着去做。
But rather you hear it and then you do it.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
Very important.
我们看到呢，在圣经当中呢，旧约中有许多的孩子。
We see, throughout the Old Testament, there are a lot of children.
他们就不听他们父母的。
Don't listen to their parents.
最后怎么样呢？
And what happened to them in the end?
上帝的愤怒，上帝的惩罚就在他们身上。
God's wrath falls on them.
他们不但没有得到智慧，他们还灭亡了。
Not only have they not received wisdom, but they also perished.
圣经告诉我们一件事情，我们必须要孝敬父母。
So the Bible tells us that we must obey our parents. Honor.
你必须要孝敬你的父母，尊重你的父母。
We must honor our parents.
英文里边用的是 honor.
In English, it's honor.
就是你要使你的父母有尊荣。
Meaning you need to give them honor.
啊哈，好了，什么叫使你的父母有尊荣？
What does it mean to honor your parents?
好，问大家一个问题吧，什么叫尊重？
What is honor?
什么叫尊重？或者说英文叫 honor，
就是给他当得的，
给他该得的。
To honor means to give someone what they should have.
比如说，你对待一个人好像对待狗一样。
For example, if you treat a person the way
这就是不尊重他
dog,
因为他是人不是狗。
Because this is a person.
同样的道理，如果我们对待一个狗好像对待一个人一样，就是对这个狗的不尊重。
In the same way, if you treat a dog as you would treat a person, it's not honoring the dog.
所以今天有很多的给狗穿上鞋，给手耳，给狗戴上耳朵那个罩，戴个眼镜，那是对狗的不尊重。
A lot of people today we see they put shoes onto their dogs and give them glasses.
你不要笑的 ，Mary 知道吧？狗的爪子是有用的 ，right？ 你给它穿上鞋是怎么回事啊
？Dogs' paws have their own function. If youPut shoes on them; it disturbs their normal function.
我曾经冬天的时候看到一个老人家，他很爱他的狗。
During the winter, I saw this old person.
那狗呢，蛮小的。
It was a tiny dog.
给他穿了一个坎肩儿。
The dog was wearing a sweater.
然后呢，又给穿上鞋。
And shoes.
那狗一走上来。
And when the dog was walking, it kept slipping on the ground.
狗不穿鞋，它会不滑的。你给穿上鞋，它就滑了，就不会走路了。
Dogs can walk firmly.
这就是你不尊重他。
But if you put on shoes, they will slip. That's dishonoring your dog.
你就不 honor 他。同样的道理，你爸爸妈妈所应该有的，如果你不给他，你就是不尊重他。
In the same way, if you do not give your parents what they are supposed to have from you, that's not honoring them. That's dishonoring them.
好，你听你爸爸妈妈的，你爸爸是爸爸妈妈是不是应该得到这个权柄吧？
Your parents should have this authority, right?
是不是？你听你爸爸妈妈是不是应该的？是不是你爸爸妈妈应该得到的？是啊。好了，你跟你爸爸妈妈讲话的时候
，When you talk to your parents,
是不是应该是很温柔的？这是不是跟他们该得到的
？Shouldn't they have gentleness of speech from you?
那你每天跟爸爸妈妈吵啊吵啊吵啊，那就是不尊重父母。
So if you're always yelling and like screaming with them, that's dishonoring your parents.
是不是？所以爸爸妈妈有很多他是应该得到的东西。
So there's a lot of things that your parents should have.
从你这里边得到的。你如果不给他，这就叫不尊重父母。
If you don't give these things to them, that's called dishonoring your parents.
其中这里有一项就是。
Amongst these things are one of them is
有就是你听从你父母的教训
is to hear to listen to your parents
就是尊重你的父母
which means that you need to obey your parents
如果你不听从父母的就是什么就是不尊重父母
if you don't obey parents then you are not honoring them
这是上帝所讨厌的
and that is something that the Lord hates
所以你们要小心的
soWe must all be careful.
我不管你们以前跟父母怎么说话，现在你们要清楚一件事情。
I don't care about how you spoke to your parents before in the past, but now you need to know.
以前你可能是因为你简单。
Before maybe because you were foolish, simple.
More simple.
Simple minded.
你可能是比较简单，另外一个你可能很年轻。
Or maybe you were very young, very young.
你不懂事。
You didn't understand these things.
你没有把你父母该得的尊重给他。
You didn't.Give your parents the honor that they should have.
今天你就知道了。
Today you know.
所以下次再给父母国内父母打电话的时候要 be nice.
So next time you call your parents, be nice.
我们在这儿也一样，跟爸爸妈妈讲话 never mind, never mind, 不要这样讲话。
Don't talk to your parents like, oh yeah, never mind, never mind.、
Mm. Okay, fine, fine, fine.
Yeah, fine.
这样不尊重父母啊。
Not honoring your parents.
你不能够离弃这样的法则的。
You cannot forsake such a teaching.
因为你这样做的时候呢，神要借着你爸爸、你妈妈给你的祝福，你就得不到了。
Because if you do forsake this sort of teaching, then you will not be able to obtain, the wisdom, the instruction that God meant to give you through your parents as a blessing.
好了，下面最后一节。
Last verse.
第九节。
For they are a great for garland for your hand and pendants for your neck.
因为这是要作为你头上的华冠，是镶上的金链。
啊，现在我们的年轻人有些时候是这样的，觉得说。啊 ，Tom， 你现在还听你爸的？哎呦，太丢人了。
So, a lot of times young people will say, "Oh, you still listen to your parents? It's so embarrassing."
他们更强调 myself， 更强调自我。
They're more about independence.
就觉得说我应该独立了。
They think, "Oh, I should be on my own."
我不能再听我爸爸妈妈的。
I can't listen to my parents anymore.
听我爸爸妈妈的，表明我太 low， 我太低了，很没脸，丢人的事。
It's so embarrassing to obey my parents.
但是这里边教导的是正好相反。
But here it teaches the exact opposite.
顺便我来告诉你一件事情，什么时候你从你父母的权柄底下出来呢？
By the way, we can talk about this. At what point are you no longer under your parents' authority?
当你结婚的时候。
When you're married.
当你结婚的时候。
When you're married.
那个时候你就要。你再有什么事情，你要跟你的太太、跟你的丈夫商量了。
At that point, when you have some problems or something, you talk to your spouse about it.
嗯哼，好了，千万不要认为我听父母的话，这是很羞耻的事情。
You must not think that it's like shameful to listen to your parents.
好了，这是一件非常好的事情。
It's a very good thing.
不但上帝喜欢。
Not only does it please God,
而且你可以从你父母那里得到上帝的祝福。
But you can also get blessings from God through your parents.
这里告诉我们说，因为这个要做你头上的华冠。
Verse 9, for they are a graceful garland for your head.
你项上的金链。
And pendants for your neck.
好了，这里边这个指的是什么 ？They.
They.
指的是什么
？Refer to.
神借着你父母给你的训诲。
They refers to the instruction, the teaching that God gives you through your parents.
要成为你头上的华冠。
They will become a graceful garland for your head.
Garland 是什么
？What's a garland?
华冠是什么？很漂亮的。那代表着荣耀啊，尊贵呀。
It's very beautiful.
好了。
Represents glory.
Glory.
And honor.
然后那个金链。
And a pendant.
无论是华冠也好，金链也好。表明两件事情。
Whether it be the garland or the pendant, they both represent two things.
第一件事情是别人可以看到的。
One is that everyone else can see it.
对不对？好了，你爸爸妈妈给你的训诲能不能看见？
Can people see the teachings that your parents give you?
看不见。
No.
你的同学怎么看见你爸跟你说啥了呢
？How can your classmates see what your father said to you?
但是你爸爸妈妈对你的训诲。
But the instruction that they give you.
可以成为你生命品格当中的华冠。
Can become a garland for your head in your life.
比如说，刚才我们又讲说倒垃圾这件事情。
Back to the example of the trash.
你在家里很顺服你的父母，他说倒垃圾，你就倒垃圾。
You're very obedient. You always take out the trash when they tell you to take out.
有时候那垃圾很重。
Yeah, sometimes the trash is very heavy.
你也要把它拿出去。
You still take it out.
有时候那个垃圾很臭。
Sometimes it smells really bad.
你也把它拿出去。
Same way, you take it out.
有些时候这个垃圾这个和那个混在一起了，你也把它分开。
Sometimes the different types of garbage are mixed together and you separate them.
好了，当你去学校的时候。
When you go to school.
老师说，今天我们打扫卫生。
The teachers say, "Oh, we have to. We're going to clean up the class today."
没有人喜欢碰那垃圾的。
Nobody likes to touch the trash.
但是你可以。
But you'll do it.
你就做那没人做的事情哦。
You'll do what nobody else wants to do.
这并不意味着你很低下。
That doesn't mean you're very lowly.
这表明你生命当中有很美好的品格。
It means you have a very good character.
老师、同学就会看了，哇，他不怕脏，也不怕累。
Your teacher and your classmates will be able to tell that you're not worried about tiring yourself.
是你生命当中一个非常美好的品格，勤劳。
shows that you're hardworking, which is a very good trait.
一个大花冠就戴上了。
There you have your crown.
你马上戴上个大金链。
You put a pendant around your neck.
然后呢，好了，你是不是随便谁都可以戴上这个花冠的呢？
And is it just anyone who can wear such a garment?
是不是随便谁都戴个大金链子呢？
Does everybody just wear a pendant?
是表明什么呢？
What does that mean?
不但是可以被人看见的，而且是非常美好的。
Not only can it be seen by others, but second point is that it's very good.
而且是有价值的。
It's very valuable.
因为这是你生命的一个品格。
Because it's a trait of your person.
所以这个呢，远远不是那些什么漂亮啊、个高个矮呀、什么单眼皮、双眼皮更重要。
This is far more important than beauty or your height or your eyelids.
要比那个更重要。
It's even more important than all of this.
因为这是你生命里头的东西的。
Because it's something that is in you.
这才是真正有价值的。
That's what actually has value.
因为你漂亮。 18岁很漂亮， 81岁就不是那么漂亮。
Because maybe you're beautiful at 18, but you'll be ugly at 81.
18岁是华冠， 81岁就不知道是什么了。
What was your crown at 18 become something totally different when you're 81?
所以年轻人不要藐视你父母的训诲。
So young people, do not forsake your parents' teaching.
那如果你要是藐视你父母的训诲， 不单你是一个父，
If you forsake your parents' teaching, not only does it make you a fool,
你不但是个愚昧的人, 而且你也得不到这华冠, 你也得不到这金链,
but that means that you also will not be able to get this garland or this pendant.
你也没有神要借着你父母所要给你的祝福。
And you will not get the blessing that God has intended to give you through your parents.
所以年轻人, 我们今天讲到第九节的时候, 我们讲了三件事。
So when we look at from verses 1 to 9, we saw three things.
第一件事情，这箴言是非常重要的，是从神来的。
One, these proverbs are very important because they come from God.
第二件事，要借着你的父母，这教训，来给你帮助。
Two, you can receive this help through your parents' instruction.
第三。
Three,
你要从你父母那里借着顺服，从你父母那里得到上帝所给你的祝福。
Your obedience to your parents is the receiving hand of the blessing that you can get from Proverbs.
总而言之一句话，
就是总结出来一句话， in conclusion,
你要敬畏上帝和他所说的话。
You must honor the Lord and the words that he has spoken.
你就能够被神的话所祝福。
That's how you can be blessed by his word.
所以我们讲到这里的时候呢， 下一次我们就开始进入到箴言的里边。
So next time we'll look at the Proverbs themselves.
预备好我们的心,
we must prepare our hearts
去接受神的祝福,
to receive this blessing from God.
所以非常重要的。
It's very important.
好，我们今天就讲这些。
That's all for today.
好，我们下次的时候呢， 我们能够预备好我们的心， 预备好一个敬畏的心， 来到这里。
So next time we need to have prepared a heart that fears the Lord.
来得祝福。
To receive blessing from his word.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。